But it's, you know what it is, it's psychedelic and it's kind of almost back in fashion. In front of that one, now let me put everything in total perspective. It was Oasis's Wonderwall. And next, I've got a real treat. One of Belito's most popular restaurants, you know, Al Pescatore. Been around for an awfully long time, as indeed has mine host, Trevor Wolf, who has a new partner who hasn't been around nearly as long, but, well, it's his wonderful daughter, Nicole. And lovely to welcome you all, both of you, to the studio. All of you, the restaurant and you. It's lovely.
Thanks.
Nice.
Good to be here.
Yeah, no, and it's been a while. I mean, we generally have a catch-up maybe, you know, once in a blue moon. But it's good because summer is back with a vengeance. Yesterday was winter. Summer has returned today, I'm very happy to say. And the deck from Al Pescatore looking out to sea, that is iconic life the Belito way. And it's improving by the second. I believe you've made some marvelous changes, largely due to Nicole's influence, very artistic influence. So let's talk about that. What's been happening at Al Pescatore?
Well, firstly, Nicole has joined us now, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, she's had a baby.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes, we got to make sure that the circle continues.
Yes, so the dynasty continues strong. That's very good.
Correct, the never-ending story. So, Nicole's joined us because of many reasons. I'm getting older. Nicole's smarter. I'm old now, and my ideas are not that great anymore. And she's got a baby that you'll see more of being in our industry. I mean, Nicole was brought up under the dining room table, so. Yeah,
and forgotten underneath the dining room table
on a few occasions.
Well, you see, this is the restaurant game, hey? So you've got lots of experience of living under the table, so your little one can follow in your footsteps.
100%. We see it happening already. It's quite cute, actually.
So Nicole, let's talk about what your vision is for the Al Pescatore brand going forward.
So there's so much happening, Dave. It's really exciting times to come visit our restaurants. If you haven't been in a while, and I know a restaurant that's been around for 35 years, you know, you forget about Al Pescatore and the exciting sort of history and things that we already have in place. We already have the foundations laid. That's the beauty. Since the 80s, we've been there. We've been making great food. We've got great service. We've got great sea views and, of course, great hosts, being us and our team.
I think it's fair to say that it's the oldest restaurant in Belito, and in terms of uninterrupted service and the longevity of keeping a brand like that intact, because it's easy in the service industry to tarnish one's reputation, and you guys have never done that. It's been seamless.
Thank you. It's been 35 years. Yeah. My dad has had the restaurant for 35 years now, and we're going from strength to strength. So bringing into the
mix,
the next century, as we would say, and you were saying about changing. We've always said we Madonna'd ourselves throughout the years so beautifully. We stayed with the times, etc. But there's a lot of exciting things happening now that we have a family sort of orientation, the two of us working together. The excitement, there's so much that we can do together much faster than we could do before. So what changes have we already done? We've given a little facelift for those who haven't been. We've been repainted. We've got beautiful new lighting. There's new beautiful specials that we're doing now.
Let's talk about those.
Yes. Are we going to start with the food specials?
Well, we've
got so much to talk about. It's very exciting.
Nicole's come up with amazing ideas. Let me just give you some feedback into Nicole's history. Firstly, Nicole did 6 years for Vinnie Mark, one of the finest wine suppliers in South Africa. Nicole can look at a vineyard and say, that's a cab vineyard 10 years old or whatever. She's incredible. So she's brought that knowledge into the business. Plus, she's a qualified interior designer. So she brought that knowledge in as well. So things I may have not liked in the beginning, like let's paint everything gray. And I loved my 80s burgundy. It went grey. And then the lighting. And then, so there's so much coming into the restaurant now. And it's hard to change. Dave, I mean, in our age, you know, it is hard to change. But Nicole has a vision, and her vision is incredible. I.e., she's, I don't want to step on your long story, but Nicole has come in with things like let's have French champagne. Tell us about the French champagne. And
so before we talk about food, just on the wine list itself, based on, you know, what he's just said now, is we have such a beautifully diverse portfolio of wines now. We have maintained our wines that our customers from Joburg who love and come and they want their grassa, they get their grassa. You know, it's still there.
You still have the singing, dancing, drinking plants.
A little bit of fighting between Dad and I, but it's still there. Then we have a beautiful, diverse portfolio and goes right up now into beautiful French champagne. We do Veuve Clinker. We do Bubbly by the Glass. I mean, who doesn't want to sit, watch the ocean, have beautiful ambience in the background and sip on some gorgeous fine bubbles? Wow. We do Aperol Spritz. We're bringing Italy back to South Africa. If you've ever traveled to Europe and particularly to Italy, it's the one thing you can afford is Aperol Spritz and a glass of wine. So we brought that culture back with us. More sort of fresher flavors. With regards to food, we're also trying to cater for the everyday person. We want to create such a broad, diverse portfolio where you can order takeaway from Al Pescatore on a Monday after you've been entertaining all day, get a lovely pizza or pasta. But we've also
genuine wood-fired pizza.
Wood-fired pizza, yes.
Thanks to Eskom.
You've done very well with that, yeah. Not all, you know, Eskom has come up with some interesting things. And let's not even go there. Let's carry on with your lovely story.
But we've streamlined. So we're now doing a Monday, Wednesday and Friday special. Monday, we have brought in, I mean, customers really come to us for our seafood. Since I've been there, it's been wonderful to see how our customers really enjoy our seafood. We make great quality seafood. So we decided, let's give back a little. Monday, we do a mini seafood platter. Beautiful piece of hake, two prawns, two mussels, deep fried calamari tentacles with a Cajun sauce. We do beautiful, some array of sauces that come with that. And it comes with chips, veg and rice. And best of all, free glass of wine and for a reduced price.
Wow.
So it's only 150 Rand. You get all of that. It's on a huge big platter.
Is that for two or for one?
No, that's for one. Don't get me wrong. Two could share for sure. But who wants to share? I look so good because I eat so good. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, this is food is one of the absolute pleasures of life.
Absolutely.
I think music and food and wine is part of the food.
Definitely.
And one, you know, there's that awful thing about, you just got to eat, you know, green leaves and things like that, and you'll look good. I don't care. You know what? You might look good, but are you going to feel? It's like that person that says, if instead of your morning coffee, if you have a green tea, it's been proven that you will lose 90% of the joy in your life.
Exactly.
However, we cater for the client that wants it as well. If you look at our Instagram page, we have this all documented, but you'll see one of our postings today, we do beautiful summer, fresh, clean flavors for the person who wants to stay healthy. So don't get us wrong. It's not all the creams and the luxury and the, you know, like I said, the deep fried Patagonian calamari, but we also have those fresh, clean flavors, which is delicious. Yeah, like I said, diverse portfolio.
It goes so well with that entire ethos of that view across the sea, living well, eating well, just being well. You know, I think that's it. It's a winning recipe. And obviously you're bringing and I love what you're doing, Trevor, because, and a very brave thing, to bring the next generation into the fold and to give them the freedom to do they need to do, because you're quite right. You get stuck in a groove and, it's good for us, but the world has moved on a little bit. So you're benefiting from the energy and the freshness of new, just new thinking. Yeah. And I think it's to your credit, though, as well, that you're not letting go completely, because I think that's also a problem.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you just say, well, off you go, you run it, I'll just look at the books every now and then. No, maybe that's not the best way.
No. I've always said to Nicole, you can do what you like and change it, but if you mess it up, you fix it.
Yeah.
And we'd like to think
we're not going down that road, are we?
No. We haven't messed. No, we talk a lot. We're quite proud of ourselves that we can do that.
But and I think the last 5 months, the new clientele, the growth that we've had is testament to that. Is Dad saying, you know, we have these clients that have supported us for years and years and years, and I'm getting to meet them now, and what a wonderful experience. But to keep your existing long-term clientele, bring in new clientele, is a fine balance, and I really think we're mastering this now. And I'm so excited to bring people in, back in, that haven't been there for a long time, that haven't seen the changes, but maintain our existing sort of clientele base as well. It's very, very exciting.
You know what? I keep an ear to the ground. That's what we do. And I've only heard good things.
Thank you.
The last time we were there, which wasn't too long ago, I'd seen some marvelous changes. I mean, that whole deck area has now become, well, it's just so cool. But
I think
it's time for a revisit. So I'm going to come and see personally. Love to come tonight, but apparently my wife is doing something with the girls tonight. So, and I couldn't come on my own because
that would be naughty.
You want to go and experience something together. So we'll come maybe on the weekend. I look forward to that. So this is good news. It's wonderful, and I think we should have a regular catch up because, as I say, Brand Bolito wouldn't be the same without El Pescatore. It's just there. It's always been there, and it's going to be there for an awful long time to come.
Definitely.
In the hands of the family that started it, and it's maintaining the excellence.
I've got another 35 years to go.
Well, how lovely is that? I look forward to it. And there we will have to leave it for today because time marches on, but what a joy. El Pescatore, Trevor and Nicole, the team that is taking it to new heights. And if you haven't been lately, obviously listening to what they've had to say, there are changes, all of them, hopefully, and I'm sure they will be really good, but you be the judge after all. That is a very personal thing, you know, the taste and the flavor and how it all comes together for you. But I have an idea that you're going to love it. So there it is, El Pescatore, that ad of yours. I think it's time for a fresh one, by the way, because that oak must be frozen. He's been in the fridge for so long now.
But we love him.
But there it is, a good idea. For the next time we get together, we'll have this fresh.
It's ready in the pipeline.
Brilliant. Can't wait. And the afternoon show continues. Here's Sylvain Esso. He's not in the fridge.